Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mayor Adams vows to not be distracted by sex assault claim. It's Wednesday, March 20th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 56 and a low near 31. Before today's top story, New Yorkers' views on public safety and quality of life in the city dimmed dramatically between 2017 and 2023, with 78% saying last year that they did not feel safe riding the subway at night, according to a poll published Tuesday. Overall, 30% of New Yorkers graded the quality of life in the city positively, down 21 percentage points from 2017, said the nonpartisan Citizens Budget Commission, which polled more than 6,600 city households in the fall. The commission last conducted the comprehensive survey in 2017. Andrew Rain, president of the Citizens Budget Commission, said the new poll carried a simple message. There's a lot of progress that's needed for New Yorkers to feel good about living in New York. In a striking data point reflecting growing anxiety about subway safety, New Yorkers reported feeling only slightly safer riding the subway in the daytime last year, compared with riding the subway at night in 2017, the commission found. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams said Tuesday that he met the Chinese billionaire Hui Qin, who pleaded guilty a day earlier to making more than $11,000 in straw donations to three political candidates. But the mayor added he had no involvement in this scheme. According to a source familiar with the Qin case, one of the candidates targeted with the illegal donations was Adams. In the federal case Adams referred to involving Qin, the feds acknowledged that the campaigns targeted by Qin were unaware of his actions because he concealed his use of straw donors. In the other case Adams referred to, which involved Dwayne Montgomery, a former NYPD inspector and longtime friend of Adams, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has not accused Adams of wrongdoing in the case, a fact that the mayor has pointed out repeatedly. Montgomery pleaded guilty in that matter last month. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mayor Adams vehemently denied accusations Tuesday that he sexually assaulted a co-worker in his car decades ago and vowed to not be distracted by the shocking claim, as his administration's top attorney defended using city government attorneys to represent the mayor in the matter. In his first public remarks since the ex-Transit Police Department co-worker, Lorna Beach Mathura, filed a lawsuit against him over the sex assault allegations, Adams said in an afternoon briefing he's saddened by the impact the accusations are having on his family. "This did not happen. It's not who I am. I know my character, and I'm extremely disappointed that Tracy and Jordan are going through this," he said at City Hall, referring to his girlfriend Tracy Collins and adult son Jordan Coleman. While repeatedly denying the alleged assault took place, Adams was more circumspect about whether he has ever met Beach Mathura, saying only he could not recall meeting her. The decision by the mayor to have the law department represent him has raised some hackles, including from City Councilwoman Gail Brewer, the Democratic chairwoman of the council's Oversight and Investigations Committee, which has the power to probe the use of city resources. "This needs scrutiny," Brewer wrote on X in November after Adams first revealed he planned to let the law department represent him against Beach Mathura. At the time, Beach Mathura had filed a brief court notice alerting the mayor she planned to sue him for sexual assault without revealing any details about the accusation. Reached Tuesday, Brewer declined to comment beyond her November post. Sylvia Hines Raddix, the city corporation counsel who leads the law department, joined the mayor for Tuesday's briefing and confirmed city taxpayers are expected to pick up the tab for the mayor's legal representation in the sexual assault case. Hines Raddix said Adams is entitled to law department representation because of a local rule that holds city employees can get city lawyers to do their bidding in court if the alleged wrongdoing occurred while the employee was acting within the scope of his public employment. In her lawsuit filed Monday, Beach Mathura alleges Adams was on duty as a cop when he exposed himself to her in his car in 1993 and demanded she perform oral sex on him in exchange for helping her with getting a promotion in the Transit Police Department. After she refused, Beach Mathura's suit claims Adams forced her hand onto his erect penis before he ejaculated on her leg. The rule that allows municipal employees to be represented by city attorneys also says the law department can deny representation if a worker was in violation of any rule or regulation of his agency at the time of the alleged wrongdoing. The law department has declined to represent other city police officers accused of committing sexual misconduct while on the job. When asked what's different about the mayor's case, Heinz Radix would only say her agency made the determination that he's entitled to representation. At a press conference held shortly after the mayor's briefing, City Council Speaker Adrian Adams described the allegations against him as very serious and said it's really important that they're fully reviewed. Asked whether she believes it's appropriate for the mayor to receive law department representation, the speaker said, "We're going to review all of this in relation to the law and details of the civil lawsuit." For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.